What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled The False Hope of So-Called Muslim Alphas. So over the internet, guys, recently a lot of Muslims out there, whether they're grifters or they're authentic, they want to make Muslim men into alpha males, and there is a lot of false hope in there. And today, guys, I am going to be explaining that false hope. Now, Incel TV recently made a great video about so-called Muslim maxing, whereby people think, oh, I'm going to go back to the old country. I'm going to get me a good Muslim wife. Or, you know, you're a non-Muslim. You're going to accept Islam so you can find yourself a good Muslim wife. I am here to tell you guys, as somebody who went back to the old country to find a good Muslim wife, you're not gonna escape the reality of the matter. And in that matter is that Muslim women right now, guys, are probably the worst type of woman that you want to get with. And that's because these women actually believe that they can do better than you, even though they really cannot. You see, guys, Muslim women for the most part are brown, you know, they're ethnic, okay? So an ethnic woman, she might get with Chad one night, and in her brain, I can get Chad. Even if she never got with Chad, even if she's a virgin, in her brain, she's gonna believe that I'm capable of getting Chad. So in the mind of a Muslim woman, it's Chad or nothing. Now, this is where the grifters and these people who are giving you false hope come in, and they tell you, ah, bro, you gotta be a Muslim alpha. Dude, you can be a Muslim alpha, you're just not gonna get woman. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. If you're short, brown, and fugly, it's GG for you. It's over when it comes to woman. Look, you can make money, no problem there. You can be the boss of a company, no problem there. You're just not gonna have woman if you're short, brown, and fugly. Okay, we need to get that out in the open right now, because a lot of Muslim guys out there who are indeed short, brown, and fugly, they believe, yo, man, if I go to the gym, you know, and I work out, I can become a Muslim alpha to this woman. It's like, no, bro, there's no gym for your face. It don't work like that. Now, I'll be the first person on the face of the planet to tell you, yes, you should go to the gym for your own good. Islam tells us, the faithful who is strong indeed is better than the faithful who is weak. So yeah, go to the gym. Learn how to fight, you know, take up boxing or grappling. I'll be the first person on the face of the planet to tell you to do that. However, I will not tell you that, oh yeah, bro, if you just go to the gym, bro, you learn how to do some shadow boxing, oh yeah, bitch is gonna love you, bro. Doesn't work like that. So this video, guys, is actually very, very much back from... Oh, no worries. Yeah, let me know if it's under the car or something.
No, it's not.
Okay, take care. Okay, that was weird. But anyways, so, she wasn't that good looking anyway. She was like probably in her 50s or something. So who cares, you know? Yeah, 50s. Nah, I ain't that desperate. I'm not Yogi Ops. Anyway, going back to what I was telling you guys. So this video is actually inspired... from a few nights ago, I was at the Beta Male pub. As you guys know, I got my DoorDash app on. I should have like fucking paused it a little bit. If you guys hear trin trin, that's freaking DoorDash, you know. Or if you guys don't hear sound at all, you know, that's the DoorDash app going off. I should have paused it. But anyway, who cares, right? So I was at the Beta Male pub a couple of nights ago. As you guys know, I go to the Beta Male pub at night, usually after 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. They're open until 2 in the morning. You know, I give them $5. They give me a cup of fucking Diet Coke or something like that. and I just work on MGTOW TV at night because, you know, it's night. Not a lot of people are on MGTOW TV. Not to mention, I actually like the Beta Male Pub because it gives me a lot of stories for you guys. So anyways, so I was at the Beta Male Pub the other night. It was a slow Wednesday or a Tuesday night, I think. And when I go to the Beta Male Pub, I usually orders right about now. That's usually how it works, you know. The minute I start shooting a video, I just get all these DoorDash orders. It's like, where was the DoorDash orders an hour ago? Now all of a sudden they show up. But anyways, who cares? So I was sitting at the back table, okay, where the DJ booth usually would be, you know. I think on the weekends they have a DJ. Monday's karaoke night or some dumb shit like that. So I usually avoid going those days. So I sit in the back and I sit where the DJ booth usually would be. And the reason behind it is that, first of all, I like to sit with my back to the wall in the corner in case shit goes down, which usually happens at that pub, by the way. You know, I'm aware of what's going on. I see everything in front of me. Plus, I know ain't nobody gonna get behind my back. That's number one. Number two, obviously, that's where the DJ booth is. So they have AC. Again, it's like, you guys weren't there an hour ago. Now you all of a sudden know all gonna show up. So I was sitting at the table, my back to the wall. I got the AC. I got my computer hooked up with the AC. So they do have a dance floor by the DJ booth, and every now and then, you know, people go out and dance. They have a jukebox where you can put money in and select a song or some dumb shit like that. So anyway, so there was this Becky, a skinny white girl, blonde hair. She was a Becky. She was a solid 7, I'd probably say, in her 20s, you know, maybe a little bit over 25, a little bit under 25. And then there was this hot, I don't know if he was a Latin or Italian, I couldn't tell, but he wasn't tall. He was like 5'8". Now, this guy that I'm about to describe to you, he was exactly me, okay? See how I dress, guys? See how I dress with a muscle short? Granted, his muscle shirt doesn't say MGTOW TV on him on it, but he was dressed in a shirt like that. He was wearing basketball shorts. You know, I always wear basketball shirts. He had the same skin tone I do, which is a tan, because unlike Yogi Obes, I don't come out of the box brown. So imagine me. Imagine what you guys see on camera. Maybe 15, 16 years younger. 6 inches shorter and a model face. I'm talking about a face that's an 8 minimum. No homo, of course. Of course, he had long hair. As you guys know, I got a ponytail. My hair is actually rather long. So he had black hair like me. He let his hair down like this. That's a DoorDash order coming in, so don't mind it. And he was wearing a bandana around his head. So even though the guy probably was no more than 5'9", he had a model face. And this Becky, she was all over him on the dance floor. You know, they were doing, I don't know, salsa, merengue, where he's twirling her around, shit like that. And again, I'm sitting at the DJ booth, you know, the DJ table. I mean, the DJ booth wasn't there. I mean, it was a table, and that's where I was sitting. So, of course, everybody's going to be in front of me. The dance floor, again, is in front of me. And I am seeing this girl dancing with this guy. And first of all, guys, she, like, grabbed him, because obviously they're right in front of me, right? So his back is to me, therefore her is to me. So seeing her fo- so imagine I'm at the table like this, okay? The girl is right in front of me. I see her face. I see the backside of this, you know, hot. Again, he could have been Latin. He could have been Mediterranean. Again, the guy pretty much was me, except 15, 16 years younger, 6 inches shorter, and a model-like face. So this girl, she was grabbing his ass, okay? She grabbed his ass, and then she like jumped up and wrapped her legs around him as if they're in bed, you know, and then she started playing with the back of his neck, you know, and I saw this girl orgasming. She was having a fucking orgasm in the middle of the Beta Male pub, and this guy was like thrusting himself in her, even though they were standing up. Obviously they were dressed, but they were just going through the motions of having sex, and this girl was having fucking orgasms. Her eyes were shut, her mouth was open, and she was just playing with his back of his neck. She had her claws in him like that, and you can tell, man, this girl was in, was, this girl was, you know, physically probably, you know, he probably was in her, you know, a little bit, you know, even though they were dressed. But this girl was definitely be taken by this, I don't know, Italian dude as far as we know, or a Latin dude. Again, he could have, you know, again, imagine me just with a model face and 6 inches shorter and 15 years younger. And again, he wasn't walking around, you know, fucking dressed to the nines. He wasn't walking around with his Mercedes-Benz key saying, you know, fucking wearing a gold chain necklace like a certain PUA out there tells you to do, you know. He wasn't going up to girls saying, hey baby mama, what you doing tonight? No, this girl came up to him simply because he was hot. And again, he was not a tall dude. At most, he probably was like maybe 5'8 barefoot. So he was like, what, 5'8, 5'9? Not a tall dude. He was like 3 inches taller than her, but he had a model face. He had a decent body. Obviously, this was the type of guy who goes to the gym. Again, imagine me, guys. Just imagine me, but with a model face, younger and half a feet shorter, okay? So he was not wearing fucking gold chains or, you know, a fucking $1 million suit that you go home all the time. Don't you just love it when DoorDash just gives you orders all the time when half an hour ago they weren't giving you shit? It's like they know you're making a fucking video, and they, it's like effort, you know. At the end of the day, guys, DoorDash for me is just drive around, make a little bit of money, enjoy life, you know, drink my $1 McDonald's coffee, which you can get off the app. So going back to what I was telling you about this hot dude and this Becky who was all over him, even after they stopped dancing and they went to a table, all this girl could do was stare at him. She was staring at her eyes. This woman was genuinely happy to be with him. Like Rollo Tomasi said, genuine desire cannot be negotiated, guys. The bitch is either into you or not. She either likes you or not. There is no in the middle, you know. I go to a Starbucks here. It's right next to a freaking high school. So when 3 o'clock rings, all these fucking kindergartners, I call them kindergartners, even though they're fucking 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. You know, I call them kindergartners. And, all these people, they come into the Starbucks. Most of them are women. You know, most of them are hot. Yeah, they're all fucking, you know, 18 or younger. So yeah. Ugly. Giving me orders. So when these women come into the Starbucks, you know, they're always talking about the guys who are hitting on them, the guys that they want to be with. And when they show a picture of the guy that that they're talking to, her group of girlfriends, for example, okay, let's say I'm a girl, right? Let's say I'm a girl. I got my phone like this. I'm like, hey, this is a guy who's like talking to me. And I turn my phone around like this, you know. The girls do one of two things. Either they say, ew, or they say, he's hot. And here's the deal, guys, okay? These girls are not waiting for the main bitch to say something, okay? These girls are not looking at him like, His eyes are kind of beady, but he does have a good chin area. No, 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 no. The second a girl goes like this, ooh, or he's hot. That's it. And it's an instinctive feeling. Guys, I never had DoorDash give me so many fucking orders like this. It's like they know I'm making a video and they're gonna love bomb me with DoorDash orders, but they can go F themselves. So when a woman look at a guy, guys, it's instinctual, meaning that this is what their biology is looking for. You know, I remember reading a book a long time ago about this guy who said he loves animals because animals are off of instincts. They don't have judgment. So when an alligator, you know, jumps into the river or whatever, he goes left, he goes right, you know, or any other animal for that fact of the matter, it's because this is the instinct he took, and this instinct, according to his biology, is the best choice he has. Wrong, bad, coming off of instinct that's tied to their biology. There is no judgment, there is no thought in it. So when you go like this, hey girls, this is a guy who's trying to talk to me, what do you guys think? And you go like this and the girls say ooh or he's hot, that's 100% instinctual, linking to their biology, to their nature. It has absolutely nothing to do with a woman saying, This is what you guys out there need to understand, this, especially you Muslim sales, okay, guys? Women look at you from an instinctual perspective when it comes to looks. Either you're hot or you're ooh. Guys, I've seen this woman coming to Starbucks every fucking school day, these women come to Starbucks, you know. It may not be the same group of girls, but it's usually some bitch gonna come in, she's gonna take her phone out, she's gonna be like, hey, this is a guy who's trying to get with me, and the girls always say ooh or he's hot. They never ever say, yeah, he's kind of handsome, yeah, he's not bad looking. Guys, you need to understand something, man. In a woman's world, you're either hot or fugly. There is no middle, okay? Let me say that one more time to all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there who are too low IQ to understand first time around. In a woman's world, you're either hot or fugly. That's it. There is nothing in the middle. There is no, oh, he's kind of cute, or oh, he's not bad looking. No, no, no. You're either hot or you're ugly, okay? So, going back to the Jesus Christ, DoorDash. Come on, man. You guys never gave me all these orders before. Now, all of a sudden, you're like giving me order one after another like that, and you know, usually, if you reject all these orders, which is what I'm doing, usually DoorDash would like, you know, pause your dash, but they're not doing that, you know. I swear, it's like they know I'm doing a video and they're like, let's see if this guy can give up on his video so he can come work for us. No, no, I'm not desperate for your minimum wage orders. Actually, I don't take minimum wage orders. And you know, for all of you guys out there who might do DoorDash shit like that, guys, only take big ass orders. You know, if I'm parked in a place like this, guys, I'm not gonna start the car unless the order is like $15-$20. I don't do $3-$4. That's for niggers, okay? Anybody, there they go, give me another order. Jesus Christ, people, you guys should auto pause my dash. But again, you probably know I'm doing a video and you're like, let's see if we can, you know, they're actually trying to give me an order from Total Wine. I know some of you Muslim sales are gonna say haram. It's like, man, my job is to like deliver shit from A to B, man. When I was driving taxi, I was picking up hoes from the strip club to the strip club, dude. At the end of the day, man, Your job is to deliver shit, whether you're delivering people or delivering packages. That's your motherfucking job, guys. So it's not like I'm working at a strip club, you know. It's not like I'm fucking working at Total Wine, you know. My job is to deliver from point A to point B. And again, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Everything we do in this current world order is haram. Everything is haram. Minimize the haram. Do the least haram. That's the way I see it. Anyways, so going back, you know, even though, oh, finally, DoorDash actually paused my dash. I think they finally realized I'm not gonna simp for them. So going back to the hot dude, even though he was, again, not tall. I mean, the guy is like 5'8", man. I mean, he was only taller than the girl by like maybe 4 inches at the most. At the end of the day, you guys out there, you all need to fucking understand, man. It's gonna be the face. The face is the most important thing out there. I would venture to say face is more important than height, you know. And again, the dude was 5'8" here in America, and yet this Becky literally was all over him, even though he is fucking 5'8". But again, he had a model face. Now, why I point this out is that we have a lot of Muslims where I am, because we have a couple of flight schools around us. So a lot of Muslims from India, from Egypt, from the Middle East, from Saudi Arabia, they come here, okay? A lot of you Muslim guys out there, you have fugly faces. Let's get that out in the open right now. A lot of you guys, you got that big crooked nose. A lot of you guys, you have those small beady eyes. A lot of you guys out there, you have a recessed jaw. A lot of you Muslims out there, whether you're Indian, whether you're fucking Arab, you just have a fugly looking face. I mean, there is nothing I can say to be nice about this. You just have a fugly looking face, you know. The face of the vast majority of Muslim cells I see here in small town USA is probably a 4 at fucking best, okay? In this current world order, your face needs to be at least an 8. If you don't have an 8 face, the girl is not genuinely gonna be in love with you, okay, guys? Even if you're a tall dude, even if you're a tall dude like myself, I'm 6'3", okay? I actually lost 10 pounds. I'm down to 242 pounds, you know? So I lost weight, and you guys can probably see this a little bit in the jawline, you know? I lost weight, but still, my face is not an 8, okay? This is why I go to fucking Cancun and try to get my face up to like an 8, even though I don't know if my face intrinsically will ever be an 8 or not. But this is what you guys out there need to fucking understand. If your face is not a fucking 8 in 2023, woman will never ever genuinely desire you if your face is not an 8. If your face is like a 6 or a 7 or maybe a 5 at least, at best, you're gonna be a beta box deluxe for her, okay? So, cannot stress this enough, guys. Your face in 2023, in order for a woman to genuinely desire you, your face needs to be at least an 8, you know? Maybe if you're 6'3" and your face is like a 6 or a 7, which is what I'm trying to do with my face, maybe that can work for you. I don't think so. So far, I don't think it's working for me, you know, because I never ever saw, I mean, I've seen women have genuine desire for guys before, but yet what happened a couple of nights ago, that really stuck out for me. And it stuck out for me, guys, because one of the other reasons why I go to the Beta Male Pub, you know, when I go to the Beta Male Pub, you usually see the same people. You know, there's some women who go there who are decent looking. They're, you know, Becky light, if you want to call them that. You know, all the hot women, you know, they go to like Miami. They don't come to small town USA, by the way, you know. So I've seen some of these women sitting with guys who are not attractive, who are not model in the face. You know, the guy might be like a 6 or a 7 in the face. And these girls, you know, they're usually not, First of all, their body is not close to them. You know, the body language, she's not totally into the dude. You know, her eyes are all over the club. You know, they're darting all over the club. They're looking at other dudes. You know, you can tell the girl is not into the guy. She's not smiling. She's not happy. But when I looked at that Becky yesterday with this fucking Shadam, if you want to call him that, or Miguel, I don't know what his ethnicity is. This girl was so fucking into him, guys. She was like rubbing up all over him. She was looking him in the eye. She was happy. This is what I want guys here to understand, man. If the bitch ain't all over you, she's not happy, she's not smiling, she's not rubbing up all over you, guys, it's over. Okay, it really is. I want every guy watching this video to understand, man, if the bitch is not genuinely attracted to me, put an X on her and keep it moving. Like Red Pill Married here on MGTOW TV says, keep it moving, guys. If the bitch ain't into you, keep it moving. And again, a lot of you Muslim guys out there, let's keep it 100. You're just fucking fugly, okay? You have a fugly face, okay? And you know, there's a lot of Muslims here, you know, in particular Arabs, they have a fugly body. The guy might actually be tall, you know, the guy might be 6 feet, but he had his shoulders, his buttocks are actually wider than his shoulder. You know, the guy looks like a fucking pear, you know how a pear looks like, right? You know, it's fat on the bottom, skinny up top. A lot of Muslim dudes, especially Arabs, they have a fugly looking body. So yeah, you might be 6 feet, but you got a fugly face and you have a fugly body. Dude, like, what the fuck do you want a girl to do with you, bro? You can't force a woman to be with you. Believe it or not, guys, you know, one of the very, very few rights a woman has Islamically is not to be with a guy that she doesn't want to. So for all of you guys out there who believe, oh yeah, Islam can force a woman to be with me. No, no. That's actually one of the very few rights a woman has in Islam, is not to be with a fugly dude. And you know, a lot of these Muslim guys out there who wanna cope, especially these grifters who wanna sell you, you know, Muslim alpha male courses, they tell you about the ugly Sahaba, you know. For those of you who don't know, the ugly Sahaba was a companion of the Prophet Muhammad. I think the guy was physically deformed. He was like a midget. He was physically deformed. And he wanted to get married. So the Prophet Muhammad stood up in the middle of town and said, which one of you women in the name of Allah wants to marry my companion over here? And some woman said, in the name of Allah, I'll marry him. And they got married. They had the nikah, which is they're officially married, but they did not consummate the marriage, meaning they did not have sex yet. And war broke out. So the companion of the Prophet Muhammad, he was called to join the war. And guess what? He got killed in the war. So even though this ugly Sahaba got married, he did not consummate the marriage. This is God's way of telling you Muslim sellers out there, if you're fugly, it's GG for you, okay, guys? Don't get with woman. And even if you get with a woman who is so fucking ugly that not even a dog will fucking look at her, don't do it, guys. Don't do it. I know a lot of Muslim sellers who got with women who are so fugly that not even a dog will look at her. They just hate their lives, okay? You know, first of all, the guy hates his life. He's cheating on his wife. His wife knows about it, but she's like, well, he's paying my bills, so I guess it's okay. And that's not the bad part is, you know, the bad part is that a lot of these children of these Muslim dudes who marry fugly women, not only are the children physically ugly, but a lot of them have mental illnesses, they have physical deformities. It's like, yeah, dude, you have inferior genetics, then you marry a woman who has more inferior genetics than you. Of course your kids are gonna be fugly, of course they're gonna be mentally on wheel. Of course, they're going to be physically handicapped. It's like, dude, don't do that. You know, you Muslim sailors out there watching this video, please, please, please don't find a fugly looking woman and have children with her, okay? It's not good for you. It's not good for the children. And this woman is nothing more than a parasite, just, you know. And a lot of these Muslim sailors who do marry fugly women, they tell me all she does is take my money. All she does, whenever I make money, she takes it and she buys Louis Vuitton handbag. So I go out and, you know, I cheat on her. You know, I cheat on her. She buys Louis Vuitton handbag, some dumb shit like that. What type of parasitic, what type of horrible relationship is that? So, you fugly looking Muslim sales who are short, brown, and fugly, you're probably asking yourself, hey, Amr, what's the solution for me? Guys, God in the Quran said, "El malu wal banuna zinat al hayat wal dunya." Wealth and children are the glitz and glamour of this world, okay? What's stopping anybody watching this video from making $100,000 a year? I have a friend of mine. He is a Somali immigrant, okay? He's a fucking immigrant. He's in the Midwest. He's making $100,000 a year driving truck. What forbids any Muslim sale, including myself, from not driving a truck? Are we like Yogi Obes short? Our feet can't touch the pedal? Are we like Coach Pitchbill, you know, retarded? You know, we can't drive? What's prohibiting anybody from making a fucking $100,000 a year driving fucking truck, you know? The only reason I'm not doing the truck thing is because of MGTOW TV, you know? Metwali Web Services, where I sell VPN and web hosting, that looks to be promising. So if it wasn't for that, guys, if it wasn't for MGTOW TV and MWS, which stands for Metwali Web Services, I'd be driving a truck right now, making $10,000 a month. You know, if I can do DoorDash, you can drive truck, you know? So, there is no reason why no Muslim out there, especially if you're living in the West, there's no reason for you not to be making fucking $100,000 a year. That's number one, okay, guys? And even if you are Indian or fucking Arab, you know, back in the old country, there's a reason, okay? There's a reason why God made Indians good with computers. There's a reason why God made Arabs live on top of an oil well. That's his way of telling you, hey man, the door is closed when it comes to women, but you know what? There's an open window for you. So which brings us to number two, your real solution, okay, when it comes to children. What prohibits anybody watching this video, including myself, what prohibits us from going to like Ukraine, Latvia, and finding some Eastern European Stacy and be like, hey bitch, listen, here's $10,000, spit out a kid for me 9 months from now, and then go jump off a bridge or whatever, I don't care. As long as I get my kid, you get your $10,000. That's it, okay? What prohibits me and you from doing exactly that? Listen, guys, in Eastern Europe, they're only making $400 or $500 a month, and they work 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. You are effectively paying a woman twice her monthly salary to sit home. Dude, that's a fucking awesome deal for a Ukrainian or a Latvian or pretty much any Eastern European woman, you know? So you Muslim sellers out there actually do have a solution, and it's an amazing solution, and that is surrogacy, guys. A lot of you Muslim sellers out there, you've got to actually look into surrogacy. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad says that a woman will give birth to her mistress, okay? This simply means that surrogacy is gonna be the common thing nowadays. So every Muslim watching this video, including myself, surrogacy probably is going to be our option. Now, in my case, I'm Ermeto Ali because, you know, I got the height. I'm looks maxing. I'm thinking to myself, hey, man, what if we turn this kind of into like the harem system where you have the woman to be with you long term? Because at the end of the day, guys, it's better if the child has both a father and a mother, you know. You don't want to prohibit a kid from having a mother, even though a kid raised by a single father is far off better than a kid raised in a dysfunctional house where, you know, they have mother and father and the mother is a sharmuta and the father is a fucking cuck, you know. But at the end of the day, man, if you can have your child have a decent mother, why not? See, this is what I'm Amr Mitwali trying to work at, okay? I want to have the harem system, which effectively is a surrogate mother who is going to be a side hoe with benefit, you know. What forbids me from telling a Latvian girl or a Bulgarian girl or any other Eastern European girl, hey man, listen, bitch, you know, you're going to have my kid, I'm going to pay you to sit home, and after you have the kid, you can work a little bit, you know, and I'm going to pay you to take care of my fucking child, you know. But this is going to be the only dick that you'll ever see, you know. If she says cool, all right, cool. If she says yeah, no, hey, like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says, keep it moving, okay? That's what I plan on doing. But can I get away with surrogacy? Absolutely, guys. I can get away with surrogacy, you know. Granted, I don't have $10,000 on me, but, you know, again, I can go work as a fucking truck driver and make that in a fucking month, you know? So, a lot of you fugly-looking Muslim sailors out there, yeah, go to the gym. Yeah, learn jiu-jitsu, learn boxing, you know, learn some sort of MMA, you know. Yeah, go out, be active. But when it comes to women, a lot of you Muslim sailors out there, again, if you're short, brown, and you have a fugly-looking face, which a lot of you Muslim sailors really do, it's over for you when it comes to women. And therefore, your only solution, again, is to go to Eastern Europe, find yourself a Stacy, preferably blue-eyed, blonde, white, and, you know, tall, and be like, hey, bitch, here's $10,000. 9 months from now, you're going to pop out a kid from your vagina and then go jump off a cliff or whatever. I don't care, you know, as long as I get my healthy child. That's all I care about, okay? That's going to be the solution for a lot of you Muslim dudes out there, you know? I know Sandman is working on sex bots that will allow you to have children artificially through a bot. But it's like, why? You can, again, go to fucking Ukraine. Go to Poland. Go to Latvia. Pay a woman literally twice her salary for sitting around, not doing anything, and she, all other than taking care of your baby, making sure, you know, she's not getting drunk so the kid doesn't become, you know, doesn't get born retarded like, you know, fucking Coach Pitch. But, you know, you don't want, you know, the last thing you want is a kid to be like Coach Pitchpill. Horse face, cranny eyes, world famous, crooked nose. You know, you don't want that, okay, guys? So make sure that the bitch who's gonna be your surrogate mother, make sure the bitch ain't drinking, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, again, I wholeheartedly agree with Incel TV when he made that video that Muslim maxing, it's not going to be the solution if you're a fugly looking dude, okay? In a woman's world, you're either hot or ooh. There is no in the middle. You're either, oh, he's hot, or ew. That's the only options you have when it comes to a woman. And lastly, guys, the solution is surrogacy. You guys out there need to fucking understand. You as a man, as a Muslim cell, or just a general incel, you won. You fucking won. Why? Because Islam tells us, Zinatul Hayatul Malul Banuna, Zinatul Hayatul Dunya. Wealth and kids are the glitz and glamour of this world. Women are not. Women are not the glitz and glamour of this world. It's wealth and children, okay? Anybody watching this video, again, work as a fucking truck driver. If you're an Indian dude, you're good with computers. I know guys in Bangladesh making several thousand dollars a month because they're good developing apps, okay? Do that, okay? If you're fucking Arab, you live on top of an oil well. I think like Qatar and Kuwait, they give you like, what, $10,000 a month just because, you know, you were born there, some dumb shit like that. So you guys have the money taken care of. Just bribe Stacy to have your fucking child and that's it. You win. See, a woman can go out there and have a child, no problem, okay? But because she does not have a dedicated man to take care of her, she's gonna be in a bad state for the rest of her life. Her kid is gonna grow up to be a fucking alcoholic, just a horrible person. If it's gonna be a girl, the kid is gonna be a fucking dirty sharmuta. So yeah, at the end of the day, guys, as long as you have money and you have money to bribe Stacy to have your kid, you fucking won, okay? The Somali dude who drives truck, you know, up in the Midwest making $10,000 a month, you know, he spends $6,000 a month on fucking women. He pays their rent, he pays their car notes, he pays for their shoes, he pays for the fact that this woman wakes up in the morning and goes like this. He has already paid for her. So this guy is making $10,000 a month, yet he's spending 60% of his monthly income on fucking dirty sharmutas, you know. So what if this guy said, hey bitch, I'm gonna pay $10,000 to fucking Stacy in Latvia. She's gonna pop out a kid and I'm gonna raise that kid myself. And the thing is, he has a mother in Indianapolis where he is. He told me it's okay to mention where he lives and shit like that, you know. So it's like, okay, you have a mother who lives right next to you. Have your mother raise your child. You know, you're on the road 5 days a week. You know, come back, see your child on the weekend. You got your mother right there to raise your kid. You know, I'm telling this Muslim cell, man. I'm telling this Muslim cell, bro, you have no idea how much Allah loves you. Yeah, sure, you're not a tyrone like the rest of your brothers. But you know what? You have enough money to literally have Stacy have your child. You have your mother right next door to you. Your mother will be more than happy to raise your child. You are fortunate to work as a regional truck driver where you come home like twice a week. And he told me I can work as a local truck driver and come home every night. It's like, bro, you can have a child in less than a year. All yours. You know, the mother is in Latvia. She probably doesn't care. You're gonna get, and you know, if you guys are gonna have surrogacy, you know, get yourself a lawyer in that respective country. Make sure that everything legally is taken care of. That way, when the woman pops out a child, that child is yours. She can't claim it. She can't do anything, okay? So if you're gonna go through surrogacy, you need to hire a fucking lawyer in that country to make fucking sure that this bitch can't come back and say, oh yeah, that's my child, I want my child back, okay guys? So at the end of the day, you Muslim sailors out there need to understand, man, get yourself a child through surrogacy. I know a lot of you Muslims are gonna be like, look, Amr, I'm in my 20s or 30s. I'm not going to be celibate for the rest of my life. This is why I made the video a year ago that you can fucking escort Max in fucking Cancun. Guys, you can literally hop on a plane, go to Cancun, fuck 3 bitches, make a U-turn, come back the next day. That's what I did. Now, I know some of you Muslim guys out there are going to say, oh, Amr, that's zina, that's haram. Do you want to be in a relationship with a woman who fucking hates your guts? Do you want to be in a relationship with a woman who's gonna... Dude, I'm gonna make a video about this later on. I've actually should have made a video about this a long time ago, but I'm super busy with MGTOW TV and Mitwali Web Services, but I should make a video about this later on. The number of divorces in the Muslim world is skyrocketing. And here in America, not only will the bitch divorce rape you, But you'll call the FBI and lie to them saying that you're a fucking terrorist, you know? That you're planning on, like, doing 9/11 2.0 or some dumb shit like that. That's how bad it is when it comes to a Muslim woman here in America. So would you guys rather be in a relationship with a woman who hates your guts? You know, Incel TV made a video about all these Muslim women who are like, I hate my husband. I just wanted to get out of my parents' home. And I hate my husband. It's like, do you want to be that dude? You know, do you want to be the dude who married a woman for 2 years and the bitch never had sex with you or kissed you? And when you try to get with her, she like physically beats you up? It's like, come on, man. You know, at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, you know, nobody makes it into heaven unless God has mercy for you. You know, rahmatullah, right? The mercy of God. Listen. Everybody out there, including the Prophet Muhammad himself, had sins. Nobody gets into heaven without the mercy of God, okay? So you can go to God with a mountain high in sins and he can forgive it for you, okay, guys? So you Muslim cells out there who are like, yo, man, I have to escort Max, I have to go out, I have to have sex every now and then. Hey, man, yeah, is it haram? Yeah. Probably. Can God forgive it for you? Absolutely. Again, we live in a state today where women only want guys who are 8 or above, okay? And again, face is very, very important, you know? There was a channel called Face and LMS. Face is very important. Again, I'm 6'3". I'm getting into shape, guys. I'm down to 242 fucking pounds. I'm good when it comes to body, okay? But again, look at the face. This is not a 8 face, okay? I got that big Middle Eastern nose. You know, my eyes are not hunter eyes, you know? This is not an 8 face by any stretch of the imagination, okay? So, if you are not 8 in the face and above, it's over for you when it comes to woman. Now, in my case, guys, like I said, if you have to get no surgery, do it. I've had my cheek fat pads removed. I've had surgery on this lip here to correct it. I got fucking cosmetic surgery on my teeth in fucking Colombia recently. You know, I'm also gonna do veneers, God willing, later on, you know. So, hey, I'm trying to look smack my face, but some of you Muslim guys out there, you have such a fugly looking face, like you have a big ass forehead, you know, you literally don't have a jaw. It's like, dude, your eyes are so close together. It's like, look, a doctor can do something about your nose. He can do something about your lips. He might be able to do something about your cheeks, you know, this area over here. I got filler over here before, okay? But a doctor is not going to be able to do something if you literally have no jaw. He's not going to be able to do something if you have a big ass forehead. He's not going to be able to do something if your eyes are like literally right next to each other. In that case, guys, again, find a super duper hot model, hot blue eye, blonde, white, preferably tall woman, like at least 5'9", 5'10". Make sure you get yourself a lawyer who writes up a contract. That way, when she gives up the baby, that she doesn't come after you for anything, okay? For a lot of you Muslim cells out there, that's going to be your thing. And the thing you guys need to understand is, once you have... I know several Muslims who are single fathers, okay? Once you become a single father, you're going to... That kid is going to be your world, okay? Instead of spending $6,000 on some dirty sharmutas, you're gonna spend money on your own motherfucking kid, okay? So a lot of you Muslim sellers out there who might be spending big money on hoes right now, once you have your own motherfucking kid, you're not gonna spend money on dirty sharmutas. Yeah, sure, you might hop on a plane, go to Cancun, fuck a few bitches, $100 here, $100 there, come back the next day. And that's, you know, that's perfectly fine. You know, my Somali friend tells me that in his culture, they say you can't live without food, you can't live without sex. So I can't sit here and tell you young guys out there, hey man, if you're fugly, you're not gonna have sex, so you know, wait 5, 10, 50, 60 years until God takes your soul and, you know, be a virgin. I can't do that, because if you can't eat, you're gonna die. If you can't have sex, you know, something mentally is gonna go wrong with you. Not to mention that if you don't have sex, you know, you might get prostate cancer. So sex as a man is necessary, and is very necessary. And I've said this before, and I've said this again. From Moses to Muhammad, no prophet of God ever stamped out prostitution. Prostitution is a necessary evil. The prophets know it. God himself knows it. Guys, at the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, as long as you believe in the one true God, you believe in heaven and hell, you're a good, decent person, and you try to limit your haram as much as possible, you know, that's really all God cares about. And again, nobody makes it into heaven, including the prophets, unless they have Rahmatullah, aka the mercy of God. So in conclusion, you Muslim sales out there who are short, brown, and fugly, there is no chance with you getting with a woman. And please do not get with a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, because she's gonna resent you. You're gonna hate your life. Your kids are gonna be fugly. They're gonna have all sorts of mental illnesses and physical deformities, okay? I just gave you guys, have you guys noticed that when I open my eyes up like this, my face goes from like a fucking 5 to like maybe a 6 or a 7? You know, I gotta get some Botox, you know. I'm gonna talk to my doctor in Madrid, and I'm gonna be like, yo man, can you, is there a surgery where I can be like this forever? I'm actually gonna take a picture of this, and I'm gonna send it to him after I'm done with this video. So I just gave you guys the solution right now. If you're short, brown, and fugly, even if you're like a white dude, black dude, I don't care. If you're a fucking incel and it's over 40, which it is for pretty much all of you anyways, bribe Stacy. Make sure you have a lawyer who signs a contract with her where she doesn't come after you for the kid after she spits out the kid. And once you have that kid, guys, that kid is gonna be your fucking world. And you're not going to spend money on Sharmutas anymore. And if you have to escort Max like Master Yoda does, hey, once or twice a month, $100 here, $100 there, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's good. Okay, guys? So that's my video for you today, guys. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.